This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. As of Sunday, there were more than 15,700 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Michigan, and the death toll is up to 540. More than 500 of those cases and 8 fatalities were in Washtenaw County, and still, we're likely to see even more significant increases in the next couple of weeks. Joining us on the WEMU phone line is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you for the time again. I appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Obviously, one of the reasons the numbers are jumping so much so quickly is that testing has become somewhat more accessible. Are there still significant challenges to testing all who might need it?
There are definitely some challenges. We've reached a point now where, in some ways, the testing is less important. And I say that because if someone is having milder illness, and many people who become infected will have milder illness, and the advice, whether you're tested or not, is really to stay home, isolate yourself, and recover much as you would with another respiratory illness that might not be serious. Now that said, so the point there is that the testing isn't necessarily going to change your treatment if your symptoms aren't severe. Of course, if those symptoms become severe, you're going to want to call your doctor or call 911 and get that emergency care. We really want to reserve that emergency medical care for the most severe cases.
And speaking of which, Washtenaw County reported 138 of its COVID-19 patients are hospitalized. 69 have recovered from the illness. Now, at that 138 number, are any of our area hospitals at or beyond capacity at this point?
Not that we know of, and you know, that hospital capacity, because it's such an issue across the state, is being coordinated at a broader level. Through that system, some patients have begun to be shifted around, especially from some of our Detroit Metro health systems. But to our knowledge, our local two systems are not currently at capacity.
We know that in the Metro Detroit area, it is overwhelming, and they are now preparing what was formerly the Cobo Center into a field hospital. Last week, there was discussion that the Stephen Ross South Campus Athletic Center at the U of M could be prepped as a field hospital and be ready by April 9th or 10th. Where is that process right now?
Well, both hospitals, that's a good point. Even though they're not currently reporting capacity, we are preparing for that aspect, preparing, you know, in a community-wide sense. We at the health department are not overseeing their field hospitals. But to make that more clear, we are expecting to reach that point, and both of our systems are working on field-type capacity for that expected increase.
One of the conversations that is taking place nationwide, as well as here in the state of Michigan, is that the frontline workers, the doctors, the nurses, the staffs at the hospitals, are afraid they're going to not only have enough personal protection equipment, but they're running out of medications to treat those who require hospitalization. Has that been reported to you in any way locally?
Well, definitely that's been a big concern, and starting first and foremost with the personal protective equipment, the gowns, the masks, all of that. I'm sure folks have seen our local health systems do donation drives to get those materials where they were available across the community, and that's been really, really important. However, the need for that equipment is still very critical, and we do hear lots of stories of folks rationing those. The other part of that is we definitely want those materials in the healthcare setting. However, we're also faced with big challenges in other essential operations, and such as our grocery stores and our human services and our non-hospital settings like our assisted living and so forth. None of those places have sufficient personal protective equipment either, and there's a huge need for it now. So none of that has been resolved. There's a lot of work going on for coordination of those supplies through the Emergency Operations Center. So requests are coordinated locally and more broadly. And as supplies sort of come in slowly, they're distributed as best as possible. So that's clearly a big operating issue still.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator Susan Cerniglia on 89.1 WEMU. Talked about other essential services. With all the stress and anxiety of the pandemic, has the county noted an increase in demand for mental health services?
Well, definitely our community mental health partners at Washtenaw County Community Health are still operating, and they have their crisis line operating. We also know that a lot of private providers and therapists have converted to doing their appointments virtually. So there's a lot of support being provided, and that's really, really good. We also know that there's increased need, and everybody's under different pressures with nothing being normal. So we definitely encourage people to try to care as best they can for their own mental health, but to be wary of signs and check in and get some additional care should that be needed. And those resources, thankfully, are something that is a little easier to provide virtually than some other types of services.
All of the ongoing efforts are needed, and they are in many cases very expensive. The Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners is to hold an electronic meeting Wednesday. Do you anticipate the board will approve measures for additional financial assistance for the public health efforts and further COVID-19 response?
I would imagine so. That's certainly on the top of everyone's minds right now. So there's also processes in place to make sure that we're eligible for FEMA assistance when that becomes available, because we do now have a declaration of local disaster. And so, and that's when some of those things become
available.
Important is what types of resources you can ask, that you can access.
Once again, we're talking with Susan Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department on 89.1 WEMU. Last Thursday, your department released a report that provided some breakdown of what areas are being most impacted by COVID-19 and which segments of our population are more dramatically affected. In summation, as of April 2nd, 44% of confirmed cases were reported from the 48198 and 48197 zip codes in Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township. Only 29% of the county's population lives in those zip codes. Out of the 112 Washtenaw County residents who had been hospitalized to that point for COVID-19, 48% were African American, and they only represent 12% of the county's population. In the report, the disparities are attributed, at least in part, to systemic and environmental racism. Can you further explain that?
Yeah, unfortunately, when one of the things we do, not unfortunately that we do it at the health department, but one of the things that we do is when we're having outbreaks and emergencies like this or ongoing health issues, we look at that data in a variety of ways. And when we see something like this, that's a stark difference and a stark disparity, we, of course, have an obligation to, you know, talk about that. You know, in this case, we know a few fundamental things. We know that the virus itself is not treating people differently. So that gives us an indication that, those resulting difference, as you said, are something more systematic, something more broad. So, of course, we want to start that conversation. At the same time, we know these issues are incredibly sensitive, and we're in no way implying that there should be any generalization necessarily made about our Black and African American community members, but certainly we need to work together and have those hard conversations about why we're seeing this, and more importantly, what are we going to do to change that trajectory?
With the manner in which this public health crisis is highlighting these inequities in our community, do you think that once on the other side of the crisis, addressing these problems will become a greater priority?
Well, it's certainly been a priority for us already. So, you know, we've been engaged in these conversations and working hard to figure out together what are those root causes that drive these differences and what can we do about it. Of course, since these are long-standing, often in historical systems that contributed, as you said, at least in part to these differences, that's not an easy overnight fix. But it's certainly not anything that we want to ignore or take lightly. So we really do need to focus on that and work with communities collaboratively to figure out what can we do to make sure that not only everyone has good information, but everyone has the capacity to care for themselves and to care for each other in times of crisis and in regular times, if that makes sense.
It does indeed, and we'll further that conversation as we progress further down the line. Susan, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Susan Cernigli, Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator. For more information on the topics covered in this conversation, go to WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.